Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. So we all have goals, ambitions, things that we want to do in our life, and sometimes it's difficult to get moving on those goals. You know, sometimes we have things we know would be good for us, or activities or practices that we know we should try to engage in, things like sharpening our craft, learning new skills, connecting with other people on a routine basis to stay inspired, engaged. But it's really difficult to do that sometimes because, well, frankly, we just don't want to. And it's hard to motivate ourselves often to do things that we really don't want to do. So on today's show, I want to share with you a recent experience I had and some things that I've learned over the last several months of engaging in this new activity and some specific strategies that have helped me to stay focused and engaged and moving forward, even though I don't often feel like it. So I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So as a creative pro, your job is to turn ideas into customer value. You know, you take something that doesn't really make sense, is kind of ineffable, and you turn it into something valuable for the people that you serve or for your customers. But the thing is, great ideas and great creative work take time to cultivate. And running a business, especially if you're a solopreneur, doesn't always provide enough time to do this great creative work that you're being paid for. And that's where our sponsor FreshBooks can help. FreshBooks is accounting software designed for creative pros like you and like me. It's so easy to use that you're going to save 16 hours a month on time-consuming admin and paperwork, which means more time to let your creativity flourish. FreshBooks is packed with time-saving features, like you can create and send branded invoices in about 30 seconds. It's really simple. You can set up ACH and credit card payments right there on your invoice to get paid up to 2 times faster. You can snap photos of receipts from your phone to make managing expenses 1,000,000 times faster. And when tax time rolls around, you can export tidy reports for expenses, invoice details, and sales tax to make working with your accountant an absolute breeze. So listen, allocate more time to creating and let FreshBooks do the boring accounting and bookkeeping. That's not what you're being paid for. No client is paying you because of how well you keep the books, right? Let FreshBooks do that for you. Right now, we're offering listeners a free 30-day trial of FreshBooks. No credit card required, which is incredibly rare, by the way. Just go and try it out. And if you like it, then keep using it. If you don't, then you can move on, but I guarantee you're going to like it. Just go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the How Did You Hear About Us section. We thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. So a few months ago, I decided to start running. I mean, nothing huge, right? But just like 3 to 4 miles a day. I had an ACL reconstruction about a year ago, and running is an easy way to stay in shape without risking another ACL tear, which is, you know, that the terror of that is ever present for me because I was out of commission for a long time when I tore my ACL, and I just did not want to do that again. And so I started running, I guess, about 3 or 4 months ago. And listen, after sweating it out for weeks, I mean, I was miserable, just, you know, grinding it out for weeks. A few days ago, out of the blue, I realized, hey, you know what? I'm actually enjoying this. I was about halfway into a run. It was hot and I was sweating and I was panting. And normally I think I would have been thinking, I'm dying. I just want to be done with this. When will I be done with this? But all of a sudden I realized I was lost in thought. I was thinking about a project I have coming up and my mind was somewhere else. And I was actually enjoying the process of running, which I thought would never be possible for me. I'd tried running before and I'd always hated it. I hated it back in high school when we had to run for sports, like to get in shape, you know, for conditioning or whatever. Like that was the worst part of my day, was when we had to run. I hated it when I ran distance in like junior high. I ran the mile, you know, and I hated it then. I did it, but I hated it. I never liked it. I never could understand how people could like running. But suddenly there I was in the middle of a run realizing I'm actually enjoying this. It just made me wonder how many other things in my life might I have loved doing if I'd not given up on it too soon because it was difficult? How many other things might I be enjoying now as hobbies or whatever? How many other, you know, skills or crafts might I be really good at right now or really enjoy if I'd not given up on them the moment that they became difficult for me? And I think we all have those things, right? We all have those skills that we want to learn, the craft that we want to work on, maybe the hobby that we want to take up, or maybe it is for you. It's something like exercise. Maybe it's something that you know you need to do, but it's just really hard to get over that hump of not wanting to do it. Listen, none of us want to push ourselves past our comfort zone. It's the way that we're wired biologically. But there are two fundamental and conflicting drives that we have as human beings. One of them is for comfort, which is natural because our bodies start revolting the moment we get uncomfortable. But the other one is for conquest. I think that deep down, we are wired to take new ground. We're wired to climb a mountain. We're wired to push ourselves to the extreme. And listen, the times in your life when you come most alive are probably not the moments when you're sitting on the couch eating a bag of potato chips watching Netflix. Probably not. That's probably not the moment that you feel most alive. The moment you feel most alive is probably when you turn around and you look back and you say, I can't believe I just did that. But it's difficult to push ourselves to that place because everything in our biology is wired against it. You know, maybe for you, it's, I know I need to put together a marketing plan for my business, but it's just really hard because I don't know what the next steps are. And no matter what I'm doing to try to get to gain progress, to try to get traction on this, it just feels like it's just a grind. It's just drudgery every single day. I don't know what that is for you, but I want to give you a couple of principles that have helped me over the last several months as I've been engaging in this activity that I formerly absolutely hated, but somehow have managed to do, you know, 6 days a week for the last several months. I just want to give you a couple of things that have worked for me. Now, listen, this works for me, and I think it applies pretty broadly to any kind of discipline that we want to practice, but your mileage may vary. You know, you may need something else, but I just want to give you these couple of principles that have really worked for me because I was very strategic about this at the beginning, and it seems to be working. Okay, the first thing is I track it every day. So every single day, there's not a day that goes by that I don't seek credit for whatever activity I do, you know, running wise. If Runkeeper, which is what I use, the app I use, if it will not work on my Apple Watch, I will not start running until I figure out how to make Runkeeper work. I simply won't, because I want the credit for the run. If I can't get the credit for the run, I'm not going to do it. Why? Because it's important to me to track this so that I, almost like I'm establishing a monument to my effort, right? I need to track it. It lets me compete against myself. You know, Runkeeper also keeps track of my fastest times. It'll keep track of my pace over time, how far I've run over time. And you begin to get a cumulative sense of conquest over the course of days and weeks, as you see, like, oh my goodness, I ran, you know, dozens of miles last month. That's pretty amazing. You know, whereas, you know, 6 months ago, I didn't do anything. And now here, look at what's going on. Like, I could have run from here to the nearest city by now, you know, if I were running. It's great to be able to track your progress. So I encourage you, whatever that thing is that you are working toward, it's really, really important that you track it. I wrote about this in Louder Than Words, the importance of having dailies. Dailies are daily practices that you engage in every single day. These are practices that you put on your task list every day. For me, it's things like studying every day. It's things like creating some piece of content. Things like writing. Writing a book is very similar to my experience with running. I don't love to write, but I write 500 words every single day on whatever book project I'm working on. And I know if I write 500 words a day that over the course of time, I'm going to have a book manuscript after a period of time, right? It's a long slog, but it's a steady slog. And I measure it. You have 500 words a day. Great. I've done my bit for today. So whatever that is for you, I just encourage you to think about how can you track your progress in a very concrete way and preferably on a daily basis. How can you track your progress toward that thing that you're working toward? All right. The second thing, the second principle related to how I somehow managed to start running, which is crazy for me to even say, is I bought good shoes. Now, this seems like a weird thing to say, right? Like, what do you mean you bought good shoes? Like, you just threw money? Well, kind of, yeah. I just kind of threw money at it. And let me tell you why that's important to me. Psychologically, that meant that because I spent decent money on a pair of shoes, I felt the need to justify that expense by giving it a reasonable try. You know, I had spent money on a hobby, and now I needed to follow through on that in some capacity. So knowing that I have resourced my running, I felt the need to at least get the value out of the shoes that I had bought. Now, what does that look like for you? Well, some of you might be trying to accomplish a project and you're under-resourced. You're not buying yourself the gear, the equipment, whatever it is you need to be able to do that project or to pursue that craft or to hone your skill in that way. Maybe you're trying to write a book and you're doing it like in Microsoft Word. And you're like, you know what? I need to invest in software that's dedicated just to writing, like Scrivener, something like that, that is a tool. That's a tool I use to write my books. And it's really designed for people who write long form projects. Maybe I need to invest a little bit of money in that, you know, so that I feel like I've got the tool I need. Now, you can also go overboard, by the way, and you can just go out and start spending a bunch of money or resourcing projects or whatever in a way that's not really useful or helpful. It's just a waste of money. So I encourage you to be very wise about this. But listen, if it comes down to it, make sure that you're resourcing the work that you're doing. Resource your aspirations. If you're a manager and you're managing a team, and your team's moving toward an important project and your team isn't resourced the way they need to be, they're going to lose their motivation. You have to resource the things that are important to you. So that's the second principle. The first principle is track it every day. The second thing is resource your objectives. And the third thing is I had a deadline. All right, so let me explain that one. I've been working to try to get into better shape for the Global Leadership Summit, which is an event that I'm speaking at next week. And this is an important event because I know I'm going to be on stage in front of 400,000 plus people at locations all over the world. So in the room I'm speaking in, they're going to be about 10,000 people, which is in and of itself, you know, significant. But you know, it's simulcast to locations all over the world to about 400,000 people. And so, you know, obviously I want to make sure that I'm in shape for that event because that's a significant audience. It's by far the biggest audience at one time that I've ever spoken to. And so that gave me an incentive. So I knew months ago, I want to work toward being in better shape by the time this event rolls around in August. So I've been working toward it for the last several months, and running was kind of my main mechanism for getting in shape. I wanted to drop a little bit of weight. I wanted to be fitter. And so far I've dropped about 10 pounds. I'm starting to develop some muscle tone in my legs, which I lost all of the muscle tone in my legs when I had my ACL surgery. So I'm starting to kind of like regain some of that muscle tone. Like I'm just feeling better, but I was working toward a deadline. I had a very specific goal by a specific date. I wanted to drop X number of pounds by August 1st to try to get to a place where I felt good. I felt fit, you know, my clothes fit me better, all of that stuff. And that sounds kind of weird, maybe a little bit superficial, but it's not. Like I want to, you know, I want to present myself well. I'm sure that you do as well when you get in front of people. So those are kind of the three things. Track it, resource it, and set a deadline. Whatever you're trying to do, whatever objective you're pursuing, if you're leading a team of people trying to tackle a project, track it, resource it, and have clear and concrete deadlines. Like in the midst of the project, have clear and concrete deadlines, not just the end deadline, but clear and concrete deadlines within to give stability, to give boundaries to your team so that they know how to channel their energies and their efforts at any given time. Track it, resource it, have a deadline. Whatever you're pursuing, I encourage you to think, how can I track this? Okay, so let's say that you want to learn how to design in a specific style. Well, how am I going to track that? How will I know that I'm making progress on that? What would daily progress look like? Or maybe for you, it's weekly progress. What would weekly progress look like on that? And how can I set some intermediate or step goals to get me where I want to be? Resource it. Are there tools I'm just making do with But if I had the right tools, if I were able to resource it the right way, it would just make a world of difference. It would make things easier for me. Because listen, you don't need to throw artificial boundaries in your own path when you're trying to do something uncomfortable and difficult. The more you can remove those complexities and especially unnecessary complexities or difficulties or boundaries to engage in your work. Now listen, a good tool isn't going to make you a great writer. A good tool isn't going to make you a great designer. A good tool isn't going to help you in any way other than a good tool can simplify the process of engaging in the work, which is what you want to do. You want to engage in the work. That's the primary objective, right? So how can you resource it more effectively so that you're not throwing artificial hurdles, needless complexity in your path? And then have a deadline. Are you working towards something? Open-ended goals tend to not work very well for me, and they don't work very well for others either. You need to have a deadline. I am going to lose X pounds by X date. I am going to learn this skill by this time frame. I am going to complete this project by this point. You need to have a clear and concrete deadline in order to effectively accomplish your objective. So track it, resource it, have a deadline. It's working for me. I think it's going to work for you too. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Also, jump on the email list. Every week I send out an idea, a tip, a principle. You can jump on at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.